Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chloe. Thank you for listening to our podcast series. We are conducting this podcast because we'd like to learn more about the influential people in our lives. Today, we are honored to have Mr. Ma as our interviewee. Mr. Ma is a private contractor / DBA who specializes in transporting biologicals. He has been doing this job for a little over 7 years. He helps deliver blood to hospitals every night besides Sunday. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New England, Connecticut, single family home. A New Englander, I'm a patriot.
That's right.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was a little bit tough. We had, my father raised five of us alone, so we learned to provide and take care of ourselves very, very fast. It was fun though. We all looked out for each other.
Was your family supportive of you growing up?
As I said, we had one parent, and he was very supportive. He's my mentor now. I learned a lot from him.
Did you have any role models? Did they affect your decision to become a DBA?
That would be Grandpa. That would be, yes, my father. He showed us how it is to stick with it and not give up. So Larry Ma was my role model. Not at the time. At the time, I didn't notice it. Now, I have nothing but respect for him.
Now let's talk about your previous education. How was your high school career?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Towards my senior year, though, I had to learn to grow up faster. But my grades were very good. But I hung out a little more than I should have. But I had a great GPA. Everything was on the up and up. It was fun. High school was great. I want to go back.
Where did you get your education?
I only completed high school. I was forced to grow up a little sooner than I wanted to. I had to go right into the workforce right after I graduated. Family reasons.
Why did you choose your profession?
I stumbled upon it, actually, but I fell in love with it because there's always a need. There's always someone that's hurt. There's always someone that needs blood or needs a test done to see what's wrong with them. And there's a need. There's security in knowing that you're needed. And I get to show up at softball practice because I work at night, so I could be there for my kids during the day and be here with you guys. So those are some of the things that influenced my decisions.
So how did you find your occupation?
I stumbled upon it. I was working another job at night because that freed up my time to be with the kids. And someone needed my help with something. And I helped them out. And that's when I realized, hey, this is something I could really enjoy. Someone needed help transporting a particular biological item to someplace. And they couldn't be in two places at one time. So I helped in that manner. And that's when I started asking questions. And it grew into something that helps me provide for my family.
Give us a description about being a DBA.
The cool part is any mistakes that happen, you know they're your own. The tough part is the mistakes are your own. So you have no one to really get garbage to but yourself. It's a learning experience. I'd say insurance is killer. But I'm happy because I'm somewhat flexible, excluding the time of trauma and stat calls for hospitals. It does free me up a little bit to be with my family. And that's one of the guiding things I learned from my father when he raised all of us alone, is everything you do, you should probably be attempting to do it to either make yourself better or be there for your family. They kind of go hand in hand, but you gotta find a balance.
If you were given a chance to change your job, what would you choose?
I do not believe I would, at this point, it has provided for all of my family. And it's given me the time to be present. So, to be honest with you, I'm happy. I don't think I would change anything right now.
That's
a good thing.
That's great. Let's talk about your personal life. What was the biggest obstacle in your life?
In my personal life? When I graduated high school, I was forced to grow up faster than I wanted to. It kind of messed up where I thought I wanted to be. That was a very big obstacle. And it was all based off of my choices. It wasn't making the choices to get me to where I thought I wanted to be. Is that confusing?
No.
It's in my head, and I'm making sure I get it out right.
What would you say the biggest failure is in your life, and what did you take from it? The
biggest failure? I made a lot of mistakes. I think the biggest failure right now was I was trying to do more than I could handle with one of the clients that I got. And in turn, I ended up losing the client. So I stretched myself a little bit thin and didn't rely on the people around me as much as I should have because I wanted to control everything. Mm-hmm. But I think my biggest failure was not trusting some of the people around me in business. When essentially it just ended up hurting business. So I should have trusted the people that I pulled in and hired to, instead of being so cocky. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
What would you say is your greatest strength?
My family motivates me. And money motivates me too. So I would think my greatest strength is typically when I set my mind to something, after my failures from your question, I will utilize everything around me to try and accomplish that goal until all resources are exhausted. So I would say that is a good strength to have. Not give up until everything's exhausted, all of your tools. People are tools too. Not like tools like...
What is your greatest weakness?
I would think second guessing myself sometimes is a weakness. I've gotten this far by not second guessing myself. So I think a weakness is reacting off of doubt. And second guessing. Yeah, that would be a good weakness.
What advice would you give to someone trying to succeed in life?
In life? Stay in school and trust your parents' decisions, your choices, or that lecturing that they give you, which you zone out after like 3 minutes. There's usually a reason why someone's bringing something up to you, whether you want to hear it or not. So, to be successful, I would think, like the answer to some of your questions already is trust the people that are trying to mentor you, even if you don't like them or they smell or anything like that. Trust them. They're there for a reason. They didn't just come in here and say, give me a paycheck. I just want to blab to you for an hour. They're here to help you.
If you were given the opportunity to relive your life, would you?
No.
Why not?
I'm happy. My family's happy. Everything I am right now is based off of the choices I made when I was younger. And I wouldn't be who I am right now if I didn't make those choices, both good and bad. So I don't... may sound all zen or whatever, but I'm happy. And I don't think I would go back. My kids, my wife, my family. I am who I am because of my choices.
If you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Can I say world peace? If I could change one thing, I'm not in the position to change anything in the world, so I really don't know. I wish I could make mac and cheese taste better. That's a good one. And steak wasn't so expensive.
Yeah. I second that.
Yeah. Cool. Something about the world, though, I would like to see a little less involvement in other countries, but I don't know the details behind the politics enough to really argue that. But I'd like to see us more unified as a country. For the world in question, that's where I would go.
Do you have any advice for our listeners?
Be present, meaning... Don't just go to school. Go to school and pay attention. Don't just listen to your parents or your friends. Actually understand them, try to understand where they're coming from. and find a balance. It's not all just schoolwork. It's not all just fun. It's not just all work and chores and getting lectured by your parents. Find a balance, a happy medium. Don't just stay on the TV all day. Do something physical outside. Call your girlfriend or boyfriend or friend. Do something other than just read or play video games or work. Find a balance. So all I can say is find a balance between family, friends, and work, which would be classwork for you guys now. That's the only advice I can give to anybody. Find a balance. You'll be happier.
Are there any more questions?
As you said before, you said that you didn't take the career path you believed you wanted to. What was that career path?
Well, that's a good question, Haley. But if I tell you, you're not going to tell Mom, right? All right. I actually wanted to go into real estate, and I was intrigued by investing money into properties, and it was something I was learning in high school at the time, and I saw nothing but dollar signs, and I wanted to go that route. For some reason, it enticed me. I thought it was cool having someone else pay for your way, because the way I grew up was it was very tight with money, with 5 siblings and 1 parent. All I could think of is ways to create quick money. Legal ways. And real estate at that time, because I'm an old man, don't forget, at that time, that was a booming thing. But, as I said, I had to immediately get into the workforce. So that wasn't an option at the time.
Thank you, Mr. Ma, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. We enjoyed hearing about your personal experiences. Thank you to our listeners as well for tuning into our podcast. Feel free to listen again. We hope you enjoyed what Mr. Ma had to share. Have a nice day.